America needs defenders in every place, in every generation, in our time. Respect for the right to life calls us to defend the sick and the dying, persons with disabilities and birth defects, and all who are weak and vulnerable. And this self-evident truth calls us to value and to protect the lives of innocent children waiting to be born.
Welcome to Eagle's Eye Report. Today is Wednesday, June 22nd, 2022. And today we're going to be discussing a couple of people that are probably not the most favorite people in a lot of lives today. And I'll give you a hint. The name of today's show is Biden and Harris and America. Oops. No. I'm not joking. Let me repeat that. Biden, Harris, and America. Oops. You know, probably by now that I tend not to say things that I'm not willing to back up. I tend not to say things, even if there's a slight bit of humor to them, that don't have some anchor in reality. And I, excuse me, for the throat, but I'm having a bit of a sore throat today, but no, it has nothing to do with being sick, and COVID is not involved, all right? It has to do with the amount of talking I do, the amount of shows I do, the amount of guest appearances I do. every once in a while, I just get to the point where my throat decides it's going to revolt, and it's not a major revolution today, but you'll hear it over the course of this show. So again, Eagle's Eye Report for Wednesday, June 22nd, 2022. The title of the show is Biden, Harris, and America. Oops. All right. Let's get this started with who am I? I am Roger Landry, TLV, and that is stands for the Liberty Vegan for anybody who doesn't know. And that's a project that I launched about 12 years ago. And we have websites across the planet, and we literally spend every single day, or at least I do, getting information out to as many people as possible. This show is hosted by myself and co-hosted and produced, which makes him the most important part of this entire show, by my friend and fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts. The mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in a country increasingly forbidden of these very concepts. Yes, I said that. A country increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. This is America, not the America I grew up in, but the America we live in today. No, as I say weekly, this is not a pleasant way to introduce a show, but today reality is blatant and not very pleasant in many aspects. Thus, the reason for Eagle's Eye Report. This show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio, with our thanks to Annie, and also on PSN Radio and SoFlo Radio. I would also at this point like to introduce my co-host and producer, the most important person on this show. How are you today, Stephen?
I'm very well today. first, a comment from the chat there at Shake and Wake. Mark says, Mark asked, do you ever give your voice a rest, buddy?
Me and you. And the answer to that, in all reality, is only when I'm sleeping. you're listening to Stephen chuckle about that because he knows that's true.
That's true. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. And go ahead.
I have a comment of my own. 2 years ago, or whatever it was. Yeah, it's been almost close to 2 years ago now that they were selected. I started calling them creepy and the whore. And Annie said that was quite okay because whore was not a bad word in her vernacular. So I still continue to call them creepy and the whore.
Well, I would, if I wasn't on a Christian-based radio network, and I also do a show on RBN, and that's done every Sunday. And basically the same thing. There are certain words we just don't use. But if I'm doing a pre-record that's just going out to an audience on the Liberty Beacon, believe me, I have more colorful names for them than that.
I'll bet.
But anyway, our mission, the mission of Eagles Eye Report, is to keep you armed with the vital truth, as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital issues without fear of censorship or exclusion, that being the sponsor of this show. And yes, the show does have a sponsor, and the sponsor is also part of the Liberty Beacon Project. It is TLBTalk.com. It is a social media platform that, again, will not exclude you, will not censor you, as long as you are not being extremely vulgar or saying something illegal. Let me explain something to everybody out there. The First Amendment guarantees you the right to say what you feel. It never guarantees you an audience. So if you're going to be ignorant, if you're going to be stupid, if you're not going to do your homework, you're going to be so vulgar that most people don't want to listen, then you won't have an audience. But if you have information that you wish to put out to people and you can do it at least in a semi-respectful fashion, we are the most open platform you're going to find anywhere. And that is TLBTalk.com. Okay, let's get down to business now. Again, the title of today's show is Biden, Harris, and America. Oops. And yes, that's exactly what I meant to say. Unless you are younger, or a youngster, I should say under 20 years old, you have lived through at least a couple of presidential terms. Okay, some good, others not so good. If you are a baby boomer, you may remember to varying degrees somewhere around 15 presidential election cycles, being every 4 years, 4 times 15 is 60 years. That's your baby boomer, your average baby boomer age today. Excuse me. We baby boomers have seen many presidents. I personally have faint recollections of Dwight Eisenhower. That's number 34. And his two terms were 1953 to 1961. And Roger was born in 1954. So I was born 1 year after he got into office. And I was 7 years old when he got out of office. So you must understand, well, I was close to eight, but you must understand that at that point, okay, I had some recollection. Yet of all we have seen, all I have seen, all you have seen, and all we've been aware of, nothing compares to our current puppet in chief, number 46, and his vice puppet in chief, number 48. Because, yes, there's been 46 presidents, but there have been 48. She is the 48th vice president. So no one has ever been this unpopular. No one has the tag of a wrecking ball. No one has the label of a traitor to we the people in less than, I don't know, half of their first term. Less than half of their first term. This is supposed to be their honeymoon. This is supposed to be where they're getting their running legs and people are making excuses if they do little oopses. But I just told you there's never been a bigger wrecking ball, and there has never been a president at our president and vice president team that have basically been called a traitor as many times as I see it on a daily basis. Never. Especially in the first half of their first term, which anybody out there who thinks they're going to be getting a second one, I want to know what you're smoking past them this way. Okay. In this disaster duo that's accompanying the White House right now has set precedents, has set a new bar for just how bad you can be. We're looking at an America that 3 years ago was the envy of the planet. We're looking at an America that 3 years ago had energy independence, had the strongest economy on the planet, had the best education system on the planet, had a protected and well-guarded border. I could go on and on. There are many things I could say that would be absolutely true. Less than two years, into their first term, all of this has gone straight to hell in a handbasket. Not a joke, not an exaggeration, an absolute fact. I truly believe that one of the biggest reasons that the 25th Amendment has not been exercised on Joe Bob to rescue America from an aged, mentally impaired, controlled, and treasonous president is because nobody wants to go from bad Joe Bob to ultimately worse Kamala. Who in their right mind would want to go from Joe Bob to Kamala? Stop and think about what I just said. And I really want your input on that one. I really do, Stephen. Who would want to go from Joe Bob to Kamala if the 25th Amendment was pulled? Because if that goes into effect, she steps up to the plate.
Can I do my imitation of her?
You can do
Come on, guys. I'm trying to talk here.
Okay.
Sorry.
And the funny thing is, when you're sitting around with a bunch of scientists, when you're sitting around with a bunch of researchers, when you're sitting around with a bunch of scholastics, and you're talking to them like they're kindergartners, and you're laughing hysterically in between every other word, tell me how, I don't know, how important that makes you look. Tell me how intelligent that
makes. Well, it makes you so look like you're vice presidential, though, Roger. That's such the right thing to do.
That's actually funny.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so let's jump into this and discuss the intentional destruction of America by Joe Bob and his partner in treason, Kamala. And again, you ought to know me by now. I don't say things that I don't mean. If I say treasonous, I actually mean treasonous. I've got, and you know that this is the way this show usually goes. The Liberty Beacon has a lot of contributors and a lot of articles on it that come from all over the country and all over the planet. I usually pick out 3 or 4 really good, sometimes 5, at the most 6 or 7 articles for each show. And I give you a piece of each one of them. And then on Thursday, tomorrow, on the LibertyBeacon.com, by noon central, there is an article embedded with this show. Okay, the show's embedded in the article, I guess I should say, where you get a link to each and every one of those articles. So you can go through the entire article and get even more information than what I felt you needed to hear on the show. The first such article has a title, guess what? 5 Reasons to Impeach Joe Biden. No, I'm not joking. That's the title of the article. And it's by Ed Brodau. All right, we're not going to go through the whole thing, but we're going to give you a few interesting pieces here, okay? America has a 2-tiered justice system. We all know that. If you are a liberal and vote Democratic, you can get away with just about anything. Hillary Clinton is proof of that. If you're a conservative, a Republican, and or a Trump supporter, you can't get away with scratching your own behind. You can't even scratch your own butt and get away with it. But for argument's sake, let's suppose that we have a single standard for justice. In that case, here are 5 unassailable reasons that justify impeaching President Biden. This is not meant to be a complete list. It's just, well, it'll do for starters. Number 1, Biden's corrupt activities constitute treason. Evidence exists that during Joe Bob's tenure as vice president, access to his office was sold by Biden's son Hunter to China, to Russia, to Ukraine, and others willing to cough up huge sums of money. American foreign policy was impacted by these transactions. Biden himself bragged openly that he stopped Ukraine from investigating Hunter in return for a $1 billion U.S. aid loan or aid package. Yes, to Ukraine. We've all seen the video. It's not a question of who says he said that. You actually watch him saying it. But then again, Roger's blowing everything out of proportion, isn't he? Where is the evidence of Biden's corruption? First, there is the New York Post article that broke the story. Then there's Peter Schweitzer's well-researched book, Secret Empires, that traces the Biden crime family's complicity with the corrupt Ukraine energy company Burisma. Anybody remember that? Next, we have the incriminating emails from Hunter Biden's laptop, the one that didn't exist before the 2020 election. Let's not forget the video where Biden brags about extorting favors from Ukraine. And finally, there is the testimony of former Biden business partner, Tony Bobulinski. Bobulinski's testimony refuted Joe Biden's denial that he was aware of Hunter Biden's slimy business ventures. He was, all right? And Bobulinski absolutely stepped up to say that was a fact and Joe Bob was a liar. Joe knew about his son's dealings, participated in them, profited from them, and lied to the American people about it. That's number one.
He gave a deposition in court too, didn't he?
Yes. And he's not the only one. But again, we have a two-tier system of justice, which is how I opened this. So yes, good point. Number two, Biden's violations of U.S. immigration law constitutes treason. I have said this over and over again outside of this article, that when you are sworn in as president, you are sworn in to protect the United States from all enemies, foreign and domestic. He's not doing that. That's an absolute fact. It's not a guess. And it's not that he can't. It's that he's ignoring it. How many troops has he sent to the border? How many? Absolutely none. How many states have screamed bloody murder at him? How many governors are up in arms about this? And he's ignoring them. This, my friends, is treason. So let's get into this. Biden has abused his office by violating the laws he has sworn to defend. He has undermined national security by opening the border to millions of unvetted, low-skilled, uneducated, third-world economic migrants, many of whom are known terrorists, criminals, and people infected with COVID, if you believe in COVID. All of this is happening. How many of them are having to wear masks? How many of them are being forced vaccinated? How many of them can't get a check from the government unless they're vaccinated? How many? Only you, not them. The open border policy is an inside attack on our democracy. And when I say our democracy, I'm talking about the democratic process. Please don't holler and scream, we don't have a democracy. I know that. We have a constitutional republic. Okay? This is just a way to expedite part of this discussion. Okay, let me start that again. The open border policy is an inside attack on our democracy, said former Trump policy advisor Stephen Miller. The president is working systematically to allow people to invade our country against our laws, to consume public benefits, to take American jobs, and to threaten public safety. This isn't a joke. This isn't a guess. Everybody listening, this is an absolute fact. Adding insult to injury, Biden is shipping hordes of illegals. Listen to me. You all know this. He's shipping hordes of illegals to secret destinations without informing the American public. The Pentagon, listen to this. The Pentagon has confirmed that it is using Laughlin Air Force Base in Texas to fly illegal immigrants to undisclosed parts of the country. The Pentagon is saying this. Are you freaking kidding me? Unvetted. They found in the first chunk that they actually stopped at the border, they found 44 of them to be known terrorists out of the over a million that were never stopped. How many do you think were known terrorists? But now we've got the Pentagon saying we're using an Air Force base to fly illegal immigrants to undisclosed parts of the country. We don't know where they are going or what happens to them when they get there. You don't know. I don't know. Steve don't know. We just wake up one morning and there's people in our neighborhood that don't even speak English. And they're being fully supported by a government to the point you can't even get. If millions of aliens are allowed to enter the U.S. illegally, and sanctuary cities and states can openly disregard federal statutes, we no longer have a country. Tell me how we have a country if I can bring anybody and everybody in and put them anywhere I want and fully support them, and you can't even get that as a citizen. The economic and social costs of Biden's policies are tearing this country apart. Not a joke, not an overstatement. One more paragraph, and then I would like your opinion on this. Steve, Article 3 of the U.S. Constitution states, treason against the United States shall consist of, and let's jump right to the appropriate part, in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. By supporting sanctuary jurisdiction and refusing to paper the wall, Biden is giving aid and comfort to aliens who show contempt for our laws and our sovereignty, and who, by definition, are enemies of the United States, and how many of them are terrorists intentionally sent to the United States. And now we have the Pentagon admitting we're putting them on an Air Force base, onto planes, and taking them all over the country without your knowledge, your consent. Hey, you're just a citizen. Who the hell cares about you? And you say, Steve?
What do I say? I say I am trying to contact a man where I'm going to nationalize myself. I'm going to turn in my birth certificate and rescind all contracts. That's what I say. And all of this is going to be null and void. It is null and void because it is basically illegal by federal law and every state law too. Knowingly participate in a fraud.
This is also treason.
Yes.
By definition,
yes,
it is treason. Okay. The third point I want to go over is Biden is waging war on the energy sector to deliberately destroy the American economy. Now, again, not an overstatement. Let me state that again. Biden is waging war on the energy sector to deliberately destroy the American economy. That is the goal, to move us totally away from any type of fossil fuel into a system that is so bad, renewables, that Western Europe had to go off of it and back onto coal. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to provide electricity to their citizens. But yet, we've got a quote unquote president who is going to stuff it down our throat whether we like it or not. Under Trump, the U.S. became energy independent. Biden reversed Trump's sensible energy policies, causing the worst inflation in 40 years. Anybody here who thinks that by closing down energy production to the degree that Biden is or his handlers are responsible for didn't massively increase and is still massively increasing the cost of the fuel is a total moron. You're a moron. No, I won't apologize for that. It's a fact. And if you increase the price of fuel, everything that has to move in this country, and about 75% of everything that has to be manufactured in this country, the price goes up in an equivalent fashion or a proportional fashion. Because what's required to deliver it, to move it, to give you the supplies you need to manufacture something, to give you the energy to manufacturing something, that is the oil, the natural gas, the coal, all of the things that are literally being shut down. The fossil fuels.
You mean it's not magic, Roger?
Well, Joe Bob thinks it is. And probably Kamala thinks it is, but you and I don't. Harvesting of fuel was cut back drastically, said Bill O'Reilly. And that caused the price of gas at the pump to rise. And that led inflation, as all other goods went up in price as well, because they are trucked to the stores and the businesses. This is all on President Biden. Now millions of Americans can't afford to put food on their table. This comes from Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly isn't always the guy who hits the nail right on the head, but every once in a while, and he's got a voice and people listen, he says something that makes sense. He said something that made sense because I just got done telling you the same thing. He synopsized it. I figured it was worth bringing that up as well. Biden's decisions are, informed by his surrender to the extreme left wing of the Democratic Party. That's not a joke. That's fact. He doesn't have the brains to do any of this himself. He can't even ride a bike. Oh, did I really say that out loud? Their plan is to destroy the American economy in order to bring about a Marxist socialist tyranny controlled by the unaccountable bureaucrats of the deep state. I really want to say that again, because this is spot on. Listen to it. I'm going to say it slower. The plan is to destroy the American economy in order to bring about a socialist Marxist tyranny controlled by the unaccountable bureaucrats of the deep state. We cannot tolerate a president who seeks the transformation of America into another Venezuela. But are we being given a choice? I have been saying for years to all of my listeners on every show I've been on the pre-records I do, on the articles I write, that America has to be brought to her knees in order to be brought under global governance. What is global governance? Does anybody think that they're going to go to 8 billion people across the planet, if they allow that many to live, say 4 billion, say 2 billion, and ask them what they all think and let them vote on it? No! America has to be brought to her knees. In order to do that, you must destroy the best economy the globe has ever seen. And then you bring in a Marxist socialist tyranny controlled by unaccountable bureaucrats of the deep state. This is where we're headed. And I've got to tell you something. Y'all better wake up, because we're more than halfway there. That was point number three. Anything before I go to point number four, Steve?
No, sir. There's just a comment in the chat room. Mark said O'Reilly's just a blowhard. And I said, well, he's just a well-paid talking head, part of the false left-right paradigm.
No, and I've got to tell you something. That's why I qualified it with, this guy doesn't always have the best things to say. And whoever put that in the chat, you're exactly right. But even idiots are right occasionally. Even a stopped clock is right twice a day.
Twice a day, yep.
So you hit the nail right on the head with O'Reilly being a blowhard. That's exactly why he was brought up in this conversation, because even that blowhard had it right. So thank you, whoever put that in there. You are appreciated. Number four, Biden is directing the enforcement branches of the government against his political enemies. For the first time since I've been alive, I am watching out in the open where everybody can see it, the government being weaponized against the other political party. Biden believes that domestic political extremism is the most urgent terrorism threat facing the U.S. The Biden administration declared that the most lethal elements of today's domestic terror threat are political conservatives. Me, Steve, anybody listening to this show, this is what Tucker Carlson said, okay? He said, Tucker has not only said this once, Tucker said this at least 50 times that I can remember. And again, Tucker may not always be right on. He may not always be as blatant as I'd like him to be. He may not always, but he's a hell of a lot more right than anybody on CNN, MSNBC, and I could go on and on. Biden has compared Americans who disagree with him, at least half of the country, to racists and terrorists. And that includes parents. It does. And that includes, again, anybody who disagrees with him. Consequently, Biden is empowering the DOJ and the FBI to go after Republicans. The Biden administration has the FBI now an organization solely focused on destroying the domestic enemies of the Democratic Party. We're seeing this over and over again. What happened with Hunter Biden's laptop? How much corruption did we absolutely have thrown in our face from the FBI because of that? And I could go on and on. But this was another point put out by another talk show host, and this one is Jesse Kelly. So again, we have not only people like myself and Stephen and those of you in the chat stepping up to say these things, but we actually have talk show hosts and celebrities who you would never expect to hear these things from saying them. And I'm going to bring those points up when they're made, simply because when it reaches that point, you know it's gotten bad. Biden is also enlisting the media in his war against political opponents. What Joe Biden is telling media companies to do today is to censor their content so it doesn't contradict his decrees. Oh, my goodness. Biden is calling for censorship of political opinions. What you're seeing here is far more dangerous than the domestic terror threat they've been bloviating about. It contravenes the First Amendment. I'm going to go all the way back to our sponsor, TLB Talk. If you wish to talk about it, we will let you talk about it. The only thing that's going to get you shut down is if you're so stupid, so ill-prepared, and your facts are so wrong that nobody wishes to listen to you. The First Amendment says you have the right to say something. It doesn't promise you an audience, especially if you're too stupid to gather one. Okay, anything on that before I go to the last point, Steve?
Well, we're almost late for the break. Do you want to take a break first?
Yeah, let's go ahead and take the break, and then we'll take this out after the break.
All righty. Be right back in a minute, everyone.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right. As I've told everybody several times, today, more than anything else, Facebook is bought and paid for or under pressure from the federal government. And it's not just the U.S. government. Don't think that. When you've got 2 billion members, there's only about 260, 270 million Americans that are even old enough to read. So out of 330 million or can read American or English. So TLB Talk, it's a place to go. Go there. If you've got things to say, that's a place where you can say it. The fifth point and the final point in this opening argument I have been presenting here is Biden is violating the Equal Protection Clause. Now, remember, the title of this was 5 Reasons to Impeach Joe Biden. This is the fifth one. All right. Biden is violating the Equal Protection Clause. Biden is presiding over, an inquisition against white Americans. He has expressed his support for critical race theory, which argues that the U.S. is inherently racist, that minorities are oppressed by whites, especially white men, and that white people achieve their economic and political objectives at the expense of people of color. CRT, or critical race theory, is in direct opposition to the claims of the civil rights movement that I grew up watching and actually being a part of. and Martin Luther King's emphasis on judging people based on the quality of their character rather than the color of their skin. So critical race theory flies right in the face of Martin Luther King and what he preached, okay, and put his own life on the line for, and is considered a hero by most people in my generation, the baby boomers. Blaming white supremacy has become the new national sport. Under the guise of ending oppression, Biden and the Democratic Party want to remake whites into the new underclass. Giving special treatment to any one group is in violation of the Equal Protection Clause. It is also the worst kind of racism. Blaming current social problems on alleged white oppression heightens racial tension and keeps the country divided. Gee, imagine that.
Can I add something division? Here, Roger?
I've got one more sentence here. Okay,
sure.
Division seems to be Biden's objective. For that reason alone, this should be impeached, or should have him impeached. Please go ahead, Steve.
The white people and the white men that Joe Bob is referring to, and also Nancy Pelosi and all the others, the white people that he is referring to is the vast majority, the 99.9% of white people that didn't own any slaves, their families didn't own any slaves, and they had nothing to do with slavery. That's what they mean.
Not only that, and that's a good point, but let's take it one step further, okay? 3 years ago, or less than 3 years ago, okay, our last president, during his tenure, his 4 years in office, okay, you saw minorities in this country make more advancements than just about at any point in history. You saw the wages earned by the black portion of America go up more drastically and quicker than under any president in this country. You saw racial equality across the board. You saw more black Americans switching over to a Republican ticket or supporting someone like Trump, even supporting Trump, than had ever done so in the history of this country. Yet Joe Bob, with less than 2 years in office, has played us so badly and so hard that we now sit on the precipice of upheavals and uprisings, one race against another, all over again. And anybody who can't see that, you're listening to the wrong show. You're an idiot. No, I don't apologize when I say that, because I absolutely mean it when I say that. Okay, the next one I'm going to go to, the title is Houston, We Have a Problem. It's a mel of a hess here. Of course, that's supposed to be a hell of a mess, but it's basically a play on the fact that Biden can't even say something straight up without it floundering all over his lips. Our founding fathers gave us an excellent and enlightened foundation for governance. Our form of government is sufficiently attractive that foreigners always come here seeking American citizenship. The leaders who signed the Declaration of Independence in 1776 and the architects of the Constitution in 1787, okay, smart as they were, could not have anticipated the mess of a hell, the hell of a mess, I'll say it right, facing us in 2022. Joe Biden cannot, will not, or doesn't know how to lead us as president of the United States. His approval rating is, some say 39%, some say 33%, with 71 to 75% of Americans believing this country is definitely on the wrong track. Those are the biggest numbers ever. Self-aware politicians would look at those statistics and attempt necessary corrections, but Joe doubles down and blames everyone but himself for our current quicksand. Joe is not self-aware. Joe is a puppet. We have a dud in the White House. Republicans know it. Independents know it. And now, after a nod from the New York Times, even Democrats admit that Joe Bob is non Well, Joe Bob's just not there. Okay? He's not doing the job. Houston, we have a problem. Biden is 17 months into his 48-month term as POTUS. We cannot wait another 31 months for a leader. Chinese and Russian sharks are already smelling blood in the water and are circling. That's a fact. Roger, me, I worked for the military-industrial complex or in the military for 30 years. Do I see it better than most of you? The good people of Taiwan and Ukraine are already getting understandably nervous. What is going on with Joe Bob? How about the 25th Amendment? Okay. Can't the cabinet quietly confer and give Joe an exit offer he can't refuse? Not exactly. Biden's Vice President Kamala, waiting anxiously in the wings and busy trying to keep her office staffed, which she can't even imagine to do, manage to do, is one of the few politicians in D.C. that actually has a lower approval rating than Joe Bob does. There are worthy and competent replacements nearby, but our Constitution doesn't really allow for a no-confidence vote, not for president. As I said before, this is a mell of a hess or a hell of a mess. Some may look to our three-letter agencies as potential dudbusters. Given their recent performances, however, I don't want to go there, and I don't want to give them any more power than they already have. I no longer trust the CIA. I no longer, this is me talking, the FBI. I no longer trust the NISC. I no longer trust, and I could go on and on. They have proven unequivocally that they are the deep state, and they are here to do more damage to us than they are to help us. I also suspect that the Joint Chiefs of Staff, say General Miley, has already assured the Chinese counterparts that he's in control. Okay? That thought gives me no comfort whatsoever, because he's already done that in the past under Trump. Some in their depression point out that Jimmy Carter and Donald Trump would both be technically eligible for another swing at the presidential hat. But that's not going to happen, and we all know it's not going to happen. We are sitting on oceans of fossil fuel, but Green Gang won't let us use it. Our educators are grooming our young to hate our history and embrace their bizarre ideas of wokeness. Our Father who art in heaven, we should have come to you first. We ask you to guide us through this because we, the people, have a major leadership vacuum. And that was the author's final statement, and I felt it was necessary to put it in there. Any comments on that quick commentary, Stephen?
I think it's going to be interesting. You know, there's a lot of talk about the October surprise or whatever, that they're going to cancel the elections or whatever. That's probably going to be the best time to do anything, if they're going to do anything.
I have stated over and over again that the deep state is so involved, so invested in what we're seeing right now. What they can't allow is a major swing, even if you can honestly believe that the people, the rhinos that you're sending back to Washington, won't let you down at the last minute. But I have constantly stated that in order to prevent a major power shift, there will be a state of emergency that will arise prior to the November election, allowing Joe Bob to put the elections on indefinite hold. Do I believe that's going to happen? I'm at about 65 to 70% belief that it absolutely is going to happen right now.
Don't forget.
Am I at 100%? Not yet.
Don't forget that D.C. is still in lockdown and still has thousands of troops around it, and it's still got concrete walls and fences.
I know. I know, which is why I just made the comment I just made. So let's go on. I've got a couple more things I want to cover, and we're down to about 17 minutes. Let's talk about Hunter Biden admitted business relations with a spy chief in China. Did you hear what I just said? President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, has been under immense scrutiny since 2020 election campaign for his cashing in on his father's name in multiple international deals. He has been under federal investigation since at least the Obama administration and has been the subject of widening tax probes since 2018. But newly uncovered recording may blow all of this right out of the water. It is an authenticated recording of Hunter Biden acknowledging that one of his business partners was the spy chief of China. It thus heightens already serious concerns over the Biden family member as a national security threat. The recording from Hunter Biden's laptop was examined and authenticated by experts and cited in the Washington Examiner. All right. I will put a link to all of the rest of these articles in the article that's going to have this show embedded in it tomorrow on thelibertybeacon.com. But what I just said, it leads right into what I've constantly told you people over and over again. We have a president sitting in the White House right now that is literally compromised. We know for a fact that he's compromised for what he did in Ukraine. We know for a fact he's compromised for some of the things he's done in Russia. We also know for a fact that he's compromised for things that he isn't, to this day, through his son, is still involved in China. We are looking at an individual who is more compromised than anybody you can possibly imagine, yet he sits in the White House. You have to stop and understand there's only one reason Joe Bob is sitting in the White House right now. It has nothing to do with an election, because anybody who believes that 81 million people voted for Joe Biden is a moron. Yes, there goes Roger again. You're a freaking idiot. We all know that's not true. Now there's enough proof out, but you're never, ever going to see anything happen as a result of it, because we're already too far along. Okay? It's already unfolding right in front of our eyes. We have a compromised president of the United States that is literally owned by a deep state that says, Joe Bob, you can't even hardly think straight, but this is what you're going to do, and this is why you're going to do it. Because if you even step in the wrong direction or open your mouth at the wrong time, we will literally destroy you and your entire family. This guy is so compromised, it is absolutely insane. Can anybody listening to this show right now explain to me why a president who absolutely wants a second term is going to step into the office of the president of the United States and literally destroy America the way he has done in the last 17 to 18 months? More damage has been done due to Biden's policies in the last 18 months than in any 20 to 50 year period of American history. He's knocked our entire economy to its knees. He's knocked our educational system to its knees. He's knocked our border control to its knees. He's knocked our supply chain to its knees. He's destroyed our fuel, which was, we were fuel independent, to its knees. Would you like me to go on? It's not one thing. It's not two things. It's not three things. It's not four things. It's not five things. Would you like me to go on? All of this is happening simultaneously, and he won't back off of any of it. No matter how much feedback he gets, he will not back off from any of it. Is there any president you have ever heard of, read about, or studied about that was anywhere near the wrecking ball that Biden is, and he's only 18 months into a 48-month term? If that doesn't scare the holy crap out of you, again, you're an idiot. Where have I got that wrong, Steve?
Nowhere.
Yeah. Okay. I want to go over another point. And there is an article I want you all to read, and the link will be in the article that's published tomorrow with the show in it. Justice coming for the dirty 51. Hunter Biden laptop liars. I don't believe justice is coming, but other people may think there is. And if there is, I hope I'm wrong. This is one of the things I really hope I'm wrong on. One of the most galling aspects of the Hunter Biden laptop saga is that the 51 former intelligence officials who played such a critical role in suppressing the Post story and giving Joe Biden cover before the 2020 election have never been brought to account. We've got ex-officials from intel agencies across the country, the CIA, the FBI, I could go on and on, lining up to say there's nothing to this Joe Bob's son's, you know, laptop. There's nothing to it. It's all Russian disinformation. 51 highly placed retired experts that everybody should believe when they open their mouth just due to the careers and the positions they held. But yet, we know today that the laptop is 100% real and has nothing to do with Russia other than the fact that there's compromising information on there that runs against Hunter and his father. What happened to those 51 people? Has anybody heard anything about that? There's an article that says they're going to come under the gun. Maybe that'll happen if the Republicans take the Senate and the House back. And supposedly it's something that they are definitely considering doing. Don't hold your breath. You've got 51 highly placed intel officials and government officials that stepped up to say it was a lie just before the election to guarantee Joe Bob would get in as president. And they all lied, every one of them, because they all knew for a fact the laptop was real. This is the America you live in today. Would you like me to go on about the deep state? Would you like me to dig a little deeper into the deep state? If you think your politicians control this country today, again, you're an idiot. The deep state does. And the only people that can make that go away is you and me, we the people. Now let's jump into Kamala while we still got a couple of minutes left. How many people are aware that when Kamala was, when it was decided that they were going to have Kamala run as Joe's VP, that Jill Biden absolutely tripped off the line? She screamed, she hollered, she, "There are millions of people in the United States," she said. "Why do you have to choose the one who attacked Joe?" But they did. This is a woman who, as a, when she was working in the legal system back in California, slept her way to the top. This is a woman who was so bad at her job that the kickbacks and the screaming and the hollering and the political slamming and so on and so forth that should have happened didn't happen because she had bought into the system. This is another person just like Joe that is so owned. Why? Because she has so much to lose. She has made so many bad decisions. She has taken the bait from so many deep state agents that they literally own her and everything about her. Now, that might be a little bit harder. It might be a little less effective if she was smart. Is there anybody here, after listening to her, talking to academics, talking to government officials, talking to scholars like they're five-year-olds and giggling uncontrollably as she does it? If anybody here doesn't understand that the perfect running mates chosen by the deep state were going to be Joe Bob and Kamala, they are both owned, they are both compromised, and they are both morons. So they will do what they're told. Any job this woman has been assigned, any job, whether it's the border, whether it doesn't matter. I could go through a list of a half a dozen major things that any other vice president would have dove in and made it a career marker. Look what I did and look how well I did it. Name me one thing she's done right. One thing. The answer to that is nothing.
Name anything she's done.
Go ahead.
Name anything she's done.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, name anything he's ever done besides incarcerate hundreds of thousands of black men.
I know. And that's another whole show, because we're going to get into exactly who the party of the Ku Klux Klan is. We're going to get into, there's going to be a show where we're going to talk about the history of America and the history of blacks in America. And you want to talk about a race that has not only been beaten down and downtrodden so badly with lies, there is so much good that has been done for America by the black race you're never going to hear about. And that has nothing to do with Republicans. But anyway, let's finish this up here. Kamala Harris, a soul-destroying bully who lacks self-confidence. This is somebody whose own staff says, I don't want to work for this woman. This is somebody whose own staff says, we go through all the trouble to put together an absolutely perfect and absolutely workable, okay, presentations for this woman, and she never even reads them. They will tell you that she will go right out to the stand, right in front of the cameras, put that down in front of her, and the first time she's actually really seeing it is then. I've got to tell you something. This is a woman who snaps at you just for looking at her wrong. I got to tell you something. This is a woman who laughs at you if she thinks you're trying to be smarter than her or proving that you are. This is a woman who literally hides so that nobody can say bad things about her, thinking that if I'm not here, out of sight, out of mind. This is the vice president we have. Now, let's put both of these two together. Let's put them both together and let's talk about the fact that we have the two biggest losers you could ever imagine. And there is no way in hell that these two people could ever have ended up on the same ticket at the same time to do the same job, president and vice president. It is statistically impossible. It is. But yet it happened. What does that tell everybody who's listening to this show? And what's the title of the show? Biden, Harris, and America. Oops! It is 100% intentional. You've got to get the most compromised president and the most compromised vice president. They have to be mentally challenged so they won't challenge you. And you have to have the ability to tell them in a threatening fashion, you won't step out of line or else. Kamala is very compromised. Go back through her history and see the things she's done. Read some of the old hit stories. Joe Bob, that's in our face. We can all see that. We know what happened in China. We know about the pedophilia that went on in China with his son. He was aware of this. We know about the threats he made to the leaders in Ukraine. We know about all of these things. The fact that they both end up on the same ticket, okay, running at the same time and get into office to run a country that in 18 months has been destroyed in a much more efficient fashion than the last 50 years in this country. Stop and think about what Roger just said. And then you tell me this is a mistake. You tell me it's a coincidence. You tell me it was never intended to happen. You tell me it couldn't happen in a million years. And I'm going to tell you, you are looking at the plan to take America to her knees. And unless you get off your butt and do something pretty damn quick, I'm talking about we the people, there won't be anything left to hang on to. Your closing statement, Steve.
You've been quite nice to them too today, so.
No. There's a lot of things I could say that I won't because yes. this is Shake and Wake Radio.
I know. But no, that's it for today, guys.
Thank you for listening. And this will be in an published as an article with the show embedded in it tomorrow on the LibertyBeacon.com by noon Central, the latest. Thank you for listening.
All right. We're out, guys.
My mommy didn't want me. My daddy went away. Somebody said get rid of me. Just throw me away. The doctor came inside my room, grabbed me by my head. My little helpless body pulled out and pronounced
choice. Oh, my God. You screw up.